night ballin'. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin'. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin'.
You're listening to Night Cheese. Shubha, Kelly, Kyle, and Cashew.
That was not Cashew. His bark is more of a... Yeah, do your Cashew bark.
How would Cashew keep his headphones on? He would look so cute in the headphones.
He would. Do your Cashew bark.
Yeah,
that's good. Do your Cashew bark.
He also does, like, when he's whining, he does, like, a monkey noise. He's like...
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Game of Thrones, season 7, episodes 2 through 4. Do y'all remember what the names of the episodes were?
No.
I have them right here.
Oh, what were they?
Okay, the second episode is called Stormborn.
Stormborn.
Sounds better in a British accent.
Mm-hmm. Stormborn.
Yep.
She was born in a storm.
Who?
Daenerys. The mother of dragons, the breaker of chains.
Ah.
What else is she?
Was she born in a storm?
Where was she born?
In a storm?
Yeah, she was.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they call her, Stormborn.
The third episode is called The Queen's Justice.
I don't remember why, but we'll
talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then episode 4 is called The Spoils of War.
Yes.
There's some big battle stuff happening there.
Yeah. So, instead of doing episode by episode, let's just do it character by character.
Oh, great.
Span the episodes.
Location by location.
Kyle, you take the lead.
Location by location.
Best memory out of all of us.
Well, I'm thinking about the Dragonstone stuff, because we already talked, Stormborn, so let's start there.
Okay.
I was looking at my notes briefly for the second episode. It's the only one I took notes for, so it's the one I remember best now. So she gets there, it was completely empty in the first episode, right?
Yeah.
So we talked about that. It's still empty.
Yeah. I have in here Dany and Varys have an awkward argument.
Yes, they have an argument about him not being loyal.
Oh, yeah.
Why did she bring him all the way there on her ship if she wasn't sure that he was loyal? I was like, shouldn't you have had this conversation before
it doesn't make any sense.
She's like throwing a fit. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's having some issues with her her advisors. Not a very good manager, I guess. Well, no, she's all right. It's just she's arguing with her advisors.
I haven't heard that Melisandre shows up. She's fully clothed. She's unlike her.
Winter's coming.
Actually, when is the last time we saw her naked?
Great question.
She was
season
the old lady?
4, maybe? 3?
Okay. Maybe season 3. Actually, Mary said she's watching. She's in season 4. I think that she said... Melisandre's still been getting naked, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
She's still at it.
Okay, and then she has, like, a conversation with Varys. Do y'all want to...
Melisandre?
Get into it? Because the internet was like, what did their conversation mean?
Oh, I would love an explanation, because I
didn't follow.
Did they just argue about it? She said that Varys is not very loyal, and Varys said, I'm doing what's good for the realm.
No, Melisandre.
Melisandre and
so
Varys.
He's
okay.
Why aren't you greeting Jon Snow? So Daenerys invites Jon Snow to come see her. He gets a letter, or a raven.
It's like a booty call.
Yeah.
It's just, he opens it, and it's just like eggplant emoji.
Yeah. It's a cross-Atlantic booty call. And he's like, yup.
Oh, God.
And she is his aunt, correct?
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
So he's coming, and so...
And he will be coming.
Yeah, I'm here to say, So she
arrives. That was an authentic high five that we all did, the three of us together.
You're high-fiving a million angels.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
So Jon Snow is arriving... at the shores.
Yes.
And Melisandre is not there to greet him. And Varys is like, oh, I thought you were best friends with him. You're, like, obsessed with him. Why aren't you greeting him? And she was like, oh, I accidentally decided to burn a child. Hello, Karthik. You're on speakerphone.
Kelly's here.
We're recording our podcast right now.
Oh, did I just, like, interrupt you and you guys are like,
yeah,
what?
Okay, so we actually had a question. So,
Hey, Karthik.
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm good. My brother's also here.
Hello.
That's Kyle. Hello. We're all here, and you're on the mic now, Kyle. So you're gonna have to drop some GOT insights on us real quick.
Oh yeah, I literally was just rewatching the battle sequence on YouTube. Rakaris.
Wait, can you do some more Khaleesi impressions?
No.
Why not?
That was the cutest.
So what's really interesting from the comments on all the YouTube battles is how it's actually become a proxy for, like, other issues in life. Like, all these people are like, Daenerys is letting all these savages destroy Westeros, fuck Essos, and there's, like, hundreds of likes for these comments. I'm like, A, it's right. Pretend, and B, isn't she, like, the only decent person in this game?
I don't know.
They're like, they're all savages, and they're going to destroy everything.
Oh, brother.
Like, oh, my God.
That's uncomfortable, for sure.
Ugh. Yeah, why is everything about race? Ah!
It's unfortunate. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but I think the show has also made it about race.
Yeah, the show has. They could have cast a black person to play Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Or any other character.
Well, I mean, they should have changed his name then. But yeah.
To Jon what?
Yeah, what would they change it to?
Yeah, I don't know. Charles? Yeah, he made it, like, about, like, the West and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's called Westeros, so, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Okay, but they're, like, dragons exist. It's not like, oh, it's the West, so it has to
be white. No, I agree. Anyway, I'm so sorry for interrupting your podcast.
No, you didn't interrupt. Okay. Well, you're part of it now.
Yeah.
Buckle up. You'll be here for the next hour.
I didn't let you guys go, but it was good talking.
Yeah, good talking. Okay. Can you say Dracarys again?
Yeah, can you say it again in
Dracarys.
Your...
Perfect. Okay, yeah, we're going to use that a bunch of times.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye Karthik. Okay, let's get back to the program.
That was fun, you guys.
We're talking about Melisandre and Varys, right? They're having a conversation?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So she's like, I don't want to greet him. Like, things went sour between us.
Because she brought him back to life. Shouldn't he be happy that she brought him back to life? Have they talked since then?
Since she brought him back to life?
Yeah, Jon Snow.
Yeah. That was early in the sixth season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait.
Oh, because he found out about Shireen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, she's like, no, I'm exiled, whatever. And I'm going to leave town. And he's like, yeah, you should. And she's like, no, but I have to come back here to die. So do you. Right?
Here Dragonstone or here Westeros?
Here Westeros.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, what was that about?
I guess it's supposed to be like a... she can see into the future, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a 50-50 shot, right? It's either Westeros or Essos. It's not like she's being that profound.
Well, yeah, saying he's going to die.
In Westeros.
Obviously. He's already there.
Yeah.
That could mean anything.
Yeah.
She didn't say tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. So. She didn't timestamp it.
Yeah.
So she's just saying, like, I can see your death.
I guess.
At some point. Yeah.
Spooky.
In life.
You can feel it.
Very spooky.
There's this really great Onion article that came out during the campaign that was like, Hillary Clinton, like, allays fears of, you know, declining health by naming the exact date that she will die.
Look, she had lots of good policy ideas and facts, and no one cared. She announced the date of her death, and
she said
no one gave a crap.
Yeah, she's been predicting the future, like... Someone who can be baited with a tweet can't be trusted with the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
And here we are, 7 months in.
Yep.
A bunch of people have been retweeting Jill Stein's tweet from, like, October of last year, where she was like, Hillary Clinton's foreign policy will be more dangerous than Donald Trump's. It was a real, real gem.
It was a gem.
Jill Stein.
Okay, so the only other thing that happens with Daenerys in that episode, or it's not really Daenerys, but it's in that location. Miss Sandy and Grey Worm have, like, a sexual moment, and she, like, really wants to see his, like, smooth Ken Barbie crutch.
She's real pumped.
And she does, and they do it, and I hope that's the end of that.
Yeah, me too.
They've gotten it out of their systems, I don't. And then yeah. The next day, there were like all these articles that were like, "Will their relationship really work?
No one cares.
What will happen?" Exactly. It's that, I don't fucking care.
That was like a weirdly long. They devoted a lot of time to that.
A lot
scene.
Of screen time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. Yeah. And then what happens in the next episode with them? John goes there.
John arrives. Right. Has yeah. a little argument with Daenerys.
Yeah. John, I wrote Jon Snow is Al Goring with his inconvenient truth about the White Walkers.
Yes, oh my
yes,
god.
Yes.
He's like, no one wants to believe me. I have this PowerPoint. Like, did you know that the first inconvenient truth was like largely based off of a PowerPoint that Al Goring
yeah,
did
yeah,
a
yeah.
bunch of different times?
Yeah.
I didn't know
I
that.
Haven't seen it, though.
You haven't?
No. And that's why I don't believe in global warming.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. So he shows up and he's like, I need your armies / dragons to defeat the White Walkers.
And she's like, I am the king now. She like gives this really long speech about how she's like fated to rule. And then he's like, you didn't really answer my question.
Yeah. Messed up.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Is there anything? I had like pretty short notes for all of these.
Well, so his next request is like, can I at least get your dragon glass?
Oh, yeah. Tyrion kind of.
Can I
Tyrion's,
mine it?
Tyrion's on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she reluctantly says yes. Then they have like a romantic time in the caves.
Oh,
dragon,
God.
Glass.
The tension
yeah.
is so.
Caves.
It's so
oh,
funny.
It's building, it's
that's
building.
Why
it's so awkward.
That's why John drew all those cave paintings,
yeah,
right?
He did it right before. Right? So convenient. Right?
He should have drawn
right
some
there.
Of like a blonde haired lady and like a sullen looking man, like porning.
But they were meant to be together.
Yeah.
The prophecy.
So John did draw this, right? We're all in agreement about
oh, yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
He had just taken a watercolor. Class.
It is really funny because it goes from you look when you open go into the cave and you see the paintings, it's you got like these weird symbols, you're like, oh yeah, that looks ancient. Then you have like these White Walkers that look like, you know, like anime figures.
Yes,
kind of, like,
yeah,
yeah.
Clearly not
them.
Drawn
and they
at
found
the same
like
time.
Gemstones or
yeah,
something
yeah, yeah, yeah.
for their beautiful blue eyes.
Like, yeah. That was a, just a side craft project.
They knew,
that John was working
on. Them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So
that's them.
He like pseudo convinces her. Or he does convince her, I guess, that it's happening.
Yeah.
And she says, fine, I'll help you, but you gotta.
Still at an impasse.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Okay, and then we'll go on. We'll talk about what she does at the end later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so next character is. Let's go to Jorah.
Oh.
You done get cured.
Yeah, well, Sam breaks some rules, goes into the restricted section, and fixes Jorah.
Yeah.
Against his
yeah.
maester's wishes.
So, yeah, he gets cured, and he's gonna go find Khaleesi now, right?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of him getting grayscale, plot-wise, if he's just gonna get cured next season? Why even do that at all?
Be you know? For Sam to, like...
For Sam to prove himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Or like
man,
maybe
I,
like
I,
to
I don't know, I'm good
partially
answer.
Give Sam reason
it's just,
to go like look at the forbidden
it's like you
section.
You don't give a character a slow acting disease that'll kill him, right? Without the presumption that it's actually going to kill him, plot wise. Wouldn't
maybe
that make
something
sense?
Else will kill him.
Love.
Oh brother. No.
I mean, yeah, probably.
That's a good question. Wait, did he get grayscale last time?
He got grayscale in season 5, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I just assumed he'd be like, well, he was already pretty bad, so I guess he wouldn't have gone that much further, but...
How do you mean?
Well, because it was already covering so much of his body.
Oh.
I mean, if they had, at that rate, he would have just gone crazy in this season. Right,
right, right, right. Ugh,
yeah.
That would have been awful.
I mean, it would have been better dramatic tension if, like, he's sick, and they like the last thing he does is, you know, save somebody because he's going to die anyways.
Yeah.
Right? Now
he
he's just
still
cured.
Die,
so
Kyle.
He's like, he's
keep
back
hope
to work.
Alive.
Okay.
He could still
yeah, you're
die.
Right. You're right.
Okay, that's all that happens with Jorah. Okay, let's talk about Theon. Or Theon and Yara.
So they're, like, sailing to somewhere.
Yes. Where are they sailing to?
They're sailing to, I don't recall, attack somewhere.
Casterly Rock?
Yes.
No.
Or someplace. And
someplace.
In any case, they got attacked, and,
My sister God. And that lady were gonna fuck.
Yeah.
And Theon was just gonna, like, be there.
Yeah. He's. Uh-huh. I feel like he's just kind of, like, fucked up in the head now. I mean,
after that whole reek thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Anyhow.
So they get attacked by their uncle.
Two of the sand snakes die, right?
Yes. Yeah. Two of them die. Two of them get captured, and they're going to be killed and tortured. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, no, because I read somewhere that one of the third one didn't die. That one of them got away.
I don't. Yeah. They didn't show that. That would
okay. Because there's three of the sand snakes and Ilaria.
Two of them got captured.
Oh no, not two, three sand snakes and Ilaria.
So Ilaria, right. Ilaria and a sand snake got captured.
Yes.
And then two of them died?
I assume believe so. Yes.
I thought they died. Okay. And Euron, is about to capture Yara. And then he asks Theon to save her, and Theon swims away.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, what's he going to do? He's just going to die anyways, right? So, this makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's I think true. So.
You know, can't save, like, he can't save her if he's dead. So.
I understand. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Don't get on a boat with Kyle.
I will not.
You'll be glad when I save you. Uh-huh. Like, that guy didn't sacrifice himself.
So, Theon, in the next episodes, his sister's army people are like, what happened to Yara? And he's like, this is awkward. And then in the next episode, he goes, like, they're sailing back to Dragonstone, and Jon sees Theon.
Right.
And he has, like, this mixture of anger and disappointment on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it, right?
He still thinks Bran is dead.
Yeah, they all still think Bran is dead. Theon is a fucking useless person.
He didn't even say, no, actually... But I think...
Well, no, he must have known, though, because he saw
Theon,
Rickon.
No, Theon knew, but he didn't tell Jon.
Yeah, but Jon saw Rickon in that last episode, so he thought Bran...
He saw Rickon?
Remember in the Battle of the Brothers?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Or the Battle of the whatever.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so...
We don't know.
Well, he must be like, well, I guess... Because he thought that Theon killed Bran and Rickon.
Yeah.
Okay.
He saw Rickon alive, so...
You're right. Yeah. But he hasn't... Made it. He hasn't said any, he hasn't given any indication of that.
Yeah.
Yet,
so. Okay.
Anyways. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Who's next?
But Aya.
Okay.
She hangs out with Hotboy, who looks.
Yeah.
Very similar to how he did before. Because Arya looks older, but I feel like he looks almost.
He finds out that she's a woman.
Oh, you're a woman the whole time.
He tells her. What? He convinced her to go, or he says something that convinced her to go back to Winterfell.
I don't
he tells her that
nice
Jon is king in the north.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah.
she thinks that Jon is still at Castle Black.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, dude, he's king in the north. So she's on her way to go murder Cersei. She turns around to go to Winterfell.
And she meets her puppy.
And she meets a puppy.
And her puppy's
and
like,
her brood of puppies.
Nymeria. Oh, those were Nymeria's babies?
No, they're
she just like, joined a wolf pack or something.
I think so, too. And she thinks it's about to be belly rub time. And it's not.
No.
And they walk away from each other. And she says, that's not you. And I was confused by that.
She's like, you have a wild spirit, girl.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because she's transformed so much that Nymeria doesn't fully recognize her anymore.
What, Arya said, that's not you?
Yeah.
To Nymeria.
Nymeria. I just thought it was, you know, like a self-metaphor thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you've changed so much. I've changed so much. That's not me. I'm not a killer. You're not a killer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good analysis.
She totally is still a killer.
Yeah.
She hasn't killed anyone since the fray, so there you go. She's turning a new leaf.
Yeah. And then she comes back in the fourth episode.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much faster transportation is this season.
In seasons prior,
would have been the whole season.
Yeah.
It would have been her slowly going to Winterfell.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Talk about Sansa. Sansa didn't want Jon to go see Dany. She was like, fuck that bitch!
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go over there! But she's happy when he lets her house sit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that scene where she tells the armor, or she asks, like, shouldn't those blacksmiths be putting leather with the metal?
Yeah.
It's wintertime?
Yeah.
My first thought was like, why wouldn't they know that?
Right? Yeah.
Like, is that their job?
They just started, okay?
Probably like some immigrant labor, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah,
they left it cut
corners.
Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't sound like they have a lot of grain either. She said something like, there's only grain enough for a year.
Yeah.
For my last several years.
You need to grain up.
Be in trouble.
Yeah.
To grain up.
Yeah. And then Bran shows up and is the fucking worst, as usual. I hate him so much.
Bran is incredible. Yeah.
He has even less affect now than he did before. I just feel like...
That's on purpose.
I know, but the actor is just so... I feel like it's partially the writing, partially the writing, partially the acting. All of it is very bad. Like...
I think the character is just annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think the acting was bad. I thought it was all done on purpose.
Yes, I think the acting is bad, too.
Y'all
don't want to say that because he's a child.
No, I agree.
He's not a good actor.
I'm thinking about Arya and Sansa's and how they act, and yeah, he's definitely worse.
Well, yeah, maybe he's looking at a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was on purpose. I mean, I think the character
is
annoying.
Purposely bad at acting.
No, I mean, like, written into the character. Like, now he's, like...
Well, now...
Just completely, like, a wall.
Yeah, but I feel like he doesn't have... Maybe that's what it is now, but even before...
Sure, maybe before, but I think now he's... It's just, like,
And, like, in a lot of other shows where characters don't say a lot, they do still do a lot of acting with their facial expressions.
Yeah, now he's just boring. Yeah.
He's just boring.
But isn't
bad.
I just think, I thought the point was that they look at him and they're like, you're not even a person anymore. Isn't that the purpose? Isn't that what she, like, Sansa's trying to have a conversation with him and he's like,
I think there are ways of portraying that are more interesting than the way it's portrayed. Right?
Like what?
Yeah. Well, have you seen, Handmaid's Tale? Like, she's quiet in a lot of it, but she still does a lot of acting, like, with her eyes and stuff, and so do a lot of the other characters.
Because she's, like, trying to emote, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's to...
But I don't think the point of his character is to be...
Boring. On screen, right?
Yeah, he's
supposed to be compelling as a character because they're still supposed to care.
But these are two different things, right? I think the character is dumb. I think he's, like, doing what the character is requiring him to do.
No.
I think he could give more flesh to that with the same writing.
Because
he could still
the old
make
guy...
It more interesting while... portraying the same.
The tree guy was supposed to be the Three-Eyed Raven, and he was way more interesting to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, no,
exactly.
I agree. He's not as good as Max
as
von Sydow.
As literally anyone else as an actor on the show.
50-plus, 60-plus year.
I find it much easier to believe that Bran, the character, is stupid than the actor.
We have a real apologist here.
Yeah,
Y'all are a Bran apologist.
Be careful what you say when you run for politics. Of all things again, this is going to come back.
I'm saying that the character of Bran is dumb. You're saying that the actor of Bran is dumb.
They're both dumb.
I think a different actor
would have done a better
job. Would have been more compelling.
Yes.
With the exact same role. Exact same line.
Exact same line. Yes.
Like who?
Like
Arya? God.
I bet the character. I bet if she had a twin and they had the exact same ability.
If they had cast
Maisie
Williams.
I bet she would have been better.
Yes.
Maybe. I just feel like the main problem is the character. Y'all are saying the main problem is the actor.
No,
I'm saying
they're both equally big problems. It's equally
big. No, I don't think it's 50-50.
I think it's definitely 50-50.
So,
it's 50-50.
It's spending too much time talking about Bran. For a character we all hate.
Fuck Bran.
At the end of this, he hasn't done anything. Yeah. He kind of just shows up.
That's what he is. It's like, he's so self-important, but he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Actually important.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
He wanted to go to Winterfell because he wanted to be home, or was he supposed to be doing something there?
He was supposed to talk to Jon.
You know what would have been great with Bran's storyline? They should have just let him go to the Three-Eyed Raven. We don't know anything, and then he just comes back. For two seasons gone, he just comes back, and there's, like, a short thing where he's like, I did all... Because, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that
agreed.
Train doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We didn't know that to get to this point, right?
Yeah. He's so...
Anyways, okay.
Annoying.
And then that poor girl who, like, died trying to drag him across the world.
Jeez.
He's like, bye. And she's like... That was horrifying. So, why... He's gonna talk to Jon about the White Walkers?
Like,
yeah,
did you know about this? He's like, yes, Bran. I don't get it. He doesn't really have.
Yes, Bran is fucking useless and very self-important.
The only information he has is this is my fault because I touched the head White Walker and allowed them to come over the.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. I mean, we don't know.
Well, he also can see like the past and the future all at the same time, right?
It seems like he can.
Just like
in
Arrival.
much dumber version of Arrival.
But I just feel like he's just like It was just bad.
Yeah.
Like,
sum it
no,
up. He's
no
a dweeb. He's useless.
No
he's
one's
annoying.
Talking about it, but you heard it here. Bran is the fucking worst. You know, people are talking about him being the worst now that he's, like, become the Three-Eyed Raven. But
we were OG
Bran haters.
That's
yeah.
true.
I hated him since season one.
Really? Damn, girl. Damn. Damn.
I wish he had died when he fell from that tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have saved screen time for better characters.
Yes.
Anyway, so Aya shows up and people don't believe her.
Yeah.
She's like,
well,
I could kill you or.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Sansa calls her Arya.
Because Sansa is a proper. She has proper diction.
Yeah.
That is her class.
I didn't realize they had, like, different accents, but Arya calls herself Aya. And a lot of other people call her Aya. And then Sansa calls her. I had to replay her saying Arya, like, three times.
Sansa is a classy bitch.
That's just what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
She a classy bitch.
Actually, yeah, that's true. I won't dispute that, but I probably mentioned this before. In the books, Aya, Bran, Jon, those characters are all supposed to be more like their dad, who's a northerner, and then Sansa and Rob are supposed to be more like their mom, who's like, so if you think of
that
it in terms
sense.
Of England, it's like Aya would be more like kind of maybe a
like
northern
North
accent,
London.
And Arya might be more of a refined,
posh
English accent. Yeah, but I think it's just one of those things that they put in to be like, but they're different in a, you know, in a way that's subliminal, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
They meet, and Aya is all cold for a little bit, like.
I love watching Arya and
sizing
Sansa.
Her up.
I love watching any character other than Bran.
Basically.
I don't really like watching Tyrion that much, just because his
accent
bothers me so much.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Onion Knight.
Yeah.
He was my favorite.
That was
incredible.
Well,
I guess in this last episode, now
and
that they're running together. Yes, he says
Fjord.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
He's like trying to be friends with Missandei, and she's just walking away from
him. Yeah, that was great. What was I going to say?
He's like, well, at least I have a dick, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's actually so true.
You know what?
Say.
You know what?
It might be fired blanks, but I got one.
Oh my god. Okay, let's talk about Jaime.
Jaime.
No, this is the globalist cuck. Right here.
Yeah, he's the globalist cuck.
This is the true cuck.
He looks really good riding on a horse, which he does in multiple
god.
Scenes.
Yeah, him on Shubha's, a horse is just.
Shubha's jealous of the horse.
Hundo P, you guys.
Oh my god. One thing Jaime does is he goes to the Tyrell place, right?
Such a good
best character ending in a while.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah, I like
this.
It
is
a
how
lot.
The character this is how they all should end. In a way that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the what are they called? The Lannisters have sent most of their army to the Tyrell house.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Taking it back. Well, taking it.
Yeah. Wait. Pause. Grey Worm and his peeps are at Casterly Rock.
They're taking Lannister place. It's all a game of
musical
castles.
Oh. It's all a Game of Thrones.
It's all a game
musical
Thrones.
Of Thrones.
Wait, so
TM.
Is that but they have to leave, right? John was kind of like, they're not going to be able to stay at Casterly Rock. Or is he just done with that property?
Recall.
What do you mean?
What, you mean Jaime?
Yeah, I thought he said, like, they'll go there for a little bit.
Oh, he said that, like, as soon as the real war happens, they'll take it back. Or even if they don't have any food, so they'll have to leave at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's what he says,
food.
Okay, so he goes, and then Olenna, I'm pretty sure Olenna gives Jaime advice.
About his sister.
Oh, yeah, he's like, kill that bitch.
She's
a dumb bitch. You're a globalist cuck.
She shows her Pepe tattoo and mic drop.
I wish she had said that. I wonder if they can do, like, a dub for saying that.
Yeah. Alex Jones saying globalist cuck.
Yeah.
Globalist. Yeah.
Did you listen to that... that episode of that podcast that I sent you with talking about Beyonce? Okay, well...
The Illuminati one?
Yeah, it's like a conspiracy about how Blue Ivy is not really Beyonce's child, she's Solange's child or whatever, but there's a part where he's like, I have unreleased audio from that elevator tape, and it's literally just him, like, talking in, like, a pretend Jay-Z voice and a pretend Beyonce voice. It is amazing.
It's amazing. It's so straight-faced.
Yeah, it's really
so
good.
He's like, I really got him.
Yeah.
He really believed me.
I know. So that's what I was thinking we could do for this.
Oh,
just dub over Olenna.
Oh, yeah,
we should.
Okay, and then Jamie decides to kill her in a nice way, and she's like, I killed Joffrey, lol.
Bye.
Bye.
That was so beautiful. He's, like, being so, like, fake nice to her. Like, I made sure you would die painlessly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being really nice to you. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. This is so much better than how I murdered your child.
Yeah. Like, that was great.
That was great.
He knew that Joffrey was an asshole.
He didn't dispute it.
Yeah, he didn't disagree.
No. He didn't say it was wrong to do that. He didn't.
Yeah. And then...
his facial expression was just so good.
Yeah.
Euron brought, in the same episode, so they're, like, walking through the whole town, and there's, like, all this jeering and stuff.
How do these people know who any of these people are?
I feel like it's, like, a fun thing, like a parade. It just brings the community together, you know? Like, because otherwise, I don't think they're watching the show. I don't think they're keeping track.
No.
Yeah,
but I think they're, like, this is something where we can come out of our houses and all... throw vegetables at someone. Like, it really brings the group together.
Entertainment pre-TV, guys.
Yeah.
Right? This and, like, they don't have the internet, so they don't know what anyone looks like.
Yeah.
Like, had the internet, they would know, oh, this is what Aya Stark looks like if she shows up at our door.
I think they just, it's sort of like, all right, everyone, it's one of those big fun days.
Yep.
Dragging people through the street on a leash.
Yeah.
Leash day, guys.
Yeah. It's happened before. Cersei decides that she deals with an Olarian in a pretty reasonable way, I think.
Creative.
Right, pretty creative.
It took me, like, a stupidly long time to understand what was happening.
Oh my god.
Like, she was wearing that lip gloss, and the whole time I was like, characters on this show never wear such obvious makeup. Yeah. Why is she wearing that weirdly bright colored lip gloss?
Oh my god.
And the lip gloss was so distracting, and I was like, this is so bizarre that they gave her this, like, weirdly obvious lip gloss go into this, like, jail scene, and, like, doesn't look good on her skin color. And then she's like, your daughter. And then I was like, oh.
Okay.
She'd go make out with her daughter.
She did. Yeah. It was pretty fitting.
It was good.
I feel like Ilaria didn't need to kill.
Karmic.
Because, like, Oberyn chose to go and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like... So. Yeah. And she was there, so she knew.
I'm so glad that's over.
Anyway, I'm glad it's over, too.
Yep.
Okay. What else happens? Are we missing anything?
Mm.
Let me see.
Well,
oh,
we're talking
one last
about
thing.
Arya and Sansa.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess... we're supposed to feel like Sansa... So they're both like, oh, what's going on with Bran? He's, like, not a person anymore. And she seems like she's kind of upset that Arya's, like, a murderer now. Like,
seems reasonable.
Yeah, like...
Who is?
Sansa.
Oh.
So Arya says something about her murder list, and Sansa's like, huh?
Yeah.
And then she brings it up again later, and she's like, oh, you're, like, actually a professional murderer now.
Yeah.
But I guess, how long has it been in years since they've seen each other? It's been, like, a really long time.
In terms of the show? I mean, in terms of
the
actual storyline?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be, in the books, well, it's hard to say, because I think in the books it's been maybe 3 years. So maybe in the show
it's less than
let's say three years, 4 years, I suppose.
She sees Arya do a sword fight with Brienne. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. Pod got a break. He's been training nonstop since they got there. He looks so
tired.
Yeah.
He needs a sample.
Like, the guy spent more time, like, the last few seasons fighting than talking.
Yeah.
You know, scenes like that.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
Bronn shows up in the last episode.
Is it weird that they
episode.
Have a character named Bronn and one named Bran?
No.
They have choosing a different name.
Wait, can I say one more thing about Arya Stark and Sansa?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of funny that, Arya comes, you know, she goes back home to Sansa, and she's like, yeah, I'm a killer now. I got the vibe that she's trying to still impress her sister, like, she's still got that chip on her shoulder, like, no, I'm a badass now, you know?
Oh, definitely.
And, her sister's not, well, we were talking
her
about it earlier, that her sister has gone through way more shit, but, you know,
than
she's
any of
not
the other
like,
characters.
Let me tell you about the terrible things that happened to me,
actually.
She's
moving on
in her life.
Yeah.
Anyways.
A lot of the last episode, the most recent episode, is this Jamie Dickon, who is really hot.
Dickon. I love that Broad laughs. He's the audio surrogate.
His name is Dickon.
Dickon.
I was not that into Dickon.
I was really into Dickon. and Danny comes. They're like carting some gold away from the Tyrells.
Yeah, trying to pay the... once again, that Bank of Bravo sub-story just keeps popping up.
He
does. He
plays the same character.
He's kind of some, like, contract
does play the same character.
And they're hauling that gold. And
that gold.
And then there's some dragons.
There's a storm cloud that, that appears following the dragons and the army. And then the army shows up.
Oh, the Dothraki.
The horde.
Yeah.
The foreigners.
I have a cue. Why did they bring the Dothraki?
She needed an army.
Dragon,
a bigger army.
Murder everyone.
You know, I think it's one of those things where it's like, she's like the, well, it was Miami Heat. Now she's like the Golden State Warriors of Seven Kingdoms. Like, just keep stacking your team with all these people so you can't lose. Why not? Like, you already got the dragons and you got these other guys. Why not bring Dothraki too on top of it? To make sure you would. Yeah.
But then your team could get murdered, which doesn't happen in basketball.
Well, yeah, that's why she'd bring all the Dothraki, right? Because it would better... What do you mean her team could get murdered? That's
like,
why she's
her Dothraki... I mean, she's like... So, like obviously, the Dothraki win the battle, but, like, a lot of them die.
Right.
So...
But that's...
I don't understand.
I mean, that's what happens, right?
Like, why does she need... I feel like the battle could have been won with just the dragon to show up.
Well, but then everyone would be just focused on the dragon, right? And then they might bring down the dragon more easily. That's probably
I guess, but
it
took what's-his-name forever to even get to the dragon machine.
But I would just think that if it was just a dragon and you had all these archers and stuff, you know, they could probably get a bunch of arrows into it focused. It just makes sense in terms of, you know, it's just you want to win, put your force power, right? Like air and
literally.
Oh my god, we had to watch that poor horse get its leg chopped off.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That was awful. So Daenerys shows up to them... taking this gold.
There's a lot of barbecue.
Lots of people get barbecued.
And then Bronn really he shoots a dragon, brings the dragon down. Instead of Dany immediately taking the dragon to the vet, which is what she should have done, she lands him, and then Jaime's like, it's my time. Really stupid. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
He's trying to prove himself. Ever since he lost that hand, you know, he just can't.
Yeah,
he's like, he could, like, go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Blaze, he did not.
That was kind of sad.
Bronn, like, magically saves him from a giant flame.
Yes, yes.
And then he, like, goes into this Jason Bourne thing at the end where he's, like, floating down in the water.
Or a Skyfall thing.
Yeah. So, anyhow. Do you think he becomes Jason Bourne?
I think he's going to get captured in the next, right? Because no one's going
to
save him.
Well,
he's not going to die.
He's already been captured once.
And the Dothraki are already there. So he's probably going to be captured by... He's going to have a face-to-face with Tyrion. That's the most logical next episode.
I liked Tyrion being like, turn around, you idiot. Don't
do
this. Stop doing this.
That
was fun.
One
thing I appreciate is that all of these people are willing to be in the battle themselves. Daenerys isn't like, I'm gonna sit in this castle. I'm gonna get murdered. I don't care.
She should have sat in the castle, though.
No, she didn't have her dragon. She had to.
That's true.
I mean, and Jaime, too.
Yeah, he's actually gonna fight.
Yeah.
But what happened to Dickon?
Maybe
his dick fell off.
He didn't die, because if he died, they would have shown that.
How could they name him Dickon?
because you wouldn't name him something if Dick was already a euphemism.
Exactly.
Doesn't make sense.
That's supposed to be Sam's brother?
Yeah.
Really different.
I have a theory that that's not the same actor from the last season, right?
This is a theory that could easily be looked up.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, because we saw him at that dinner?
I haven't looked it up. I don't care that much. But I just recall him being... Maybe it's because he was shaven, or he was shaved then. Whatever.
Yeah.
I thought he was different. Anyways.
Anyhow. That's that.
Yeah.
His dick is on for now.
Yeah. For now. Okay. So, what did y'all think of the last three episodes?
Good.
I liked all of them. Yeah, they're moving the plot forward much more quickly.
Yeah, it seems unrealistic compared to previous seasons that people are meeting so quickly, but it's, like, way better. Yeah,
it's way better.
I still think I still think they spend too much time on side things, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Like, I really wish they cut out some of that.
Yeah,
like, what should they cut out?
Well, I kept thinking, like, well, Miss Sandy.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of the small talk between side characters.
I don't need any of that. Yeah.
I'm glad they don't have a lot of Tyrion, though. Because, like, I think, you know, the impulse could be like, well, he's a really important character, we should show more of him, but at least they've cut that back, so it's, like, one less not very important character that we need to, you know, follow.
There's, what, you know three what I mean? More episodes?
Yeah, there's only three more episodes.
He's kind of a weird character, because he's supposed to be super important, but he doesn't do anything.
But I wish,
so far.
Yeah. I mean, I wish the show did that to more characters, though. Like, just sideline them completely when they're not doing anything.
Like Bran.
Yeah, exactly. Like Bran.
Just
completely
sidelined. For the rest of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already physically sidelined.
That's good. That's true. Yeah.
Who do you think is going to die before in this half season?
That's a great question.
Bran.
No, I'm sorry. Bran is going to live to the. Well, if he does die, it'll be at the very end.
Thank God. Sorry. I can't wait.
Make Pod the
man,
dead.
I think Jamie's got a good chance of dying. Cersei's
this
got
season?
A great chance of dying.
No, yeah. Cersei's going to live until next season.
Yeah, I feel like
yeah,
Cersei's
you're probably
live
right.
Until
we're
next
already
season.
Four episodes.
I think Jamie's probably
right.
going to die.
They've been a whole season without him.
There you go.
It's weird. Yeah, because usually a lot of the deaths happen near the end of the season. And since technically this is only a half season, they might be saving all the.
That's
deaths
true.
Until the end. But there will be a
but
few.
But they're treating
for sure.
it as if it's its own season.
I think Bronn is going to die.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
He could die.
Bronn is going to die. I could easily see Brienne or Pod dying. I think those two are definitely going to die. Well,
Pod
maybe
to die.
Not Pod. Brienne, that's kind of her arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she should die heroically somehow.
Don't see any Starks die. Man, I really think Daenerys and Jon are going to hook up. It's so disturbing
gross.
And stupid.
It's
so
it's
stupid,
gross.
But I think it's heading in that direction.
It's gross. It's going to be really funny when they find out. Oh, that's what Rickon has to... I mean, that's what Bran has to
Bran
tell.
Bran is like, at all costs, do not hook up with
that's
Daenerys.
That's what Bran has to tell yeah. Jon. That's the thing that he knows that Jon
right.
doesn't know.
It's fucked up.
So, that's true.
Anyway. All right. Who's our sponsor this week?
Our sponsor this week happens to be... BitchBucks, which is a curated service. What is in this week's BitBa?
This week's BitchBucks, you'll get a t-shirt that says Night Cheese on it. Mm. You'll get a second t-shirt. You'll get a third t-shirt.
You will, right. get, a you will get a flamethrower that looks like
a dragon.
Drogon.
Yeah.
So when you're doing your flamethrowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mini
yeah.
flamethrower. It's more
make
of like a cigarette lighter.
It's like one of those like intense cigarette lighters that people used to smoke pot with.
Yeah.
yeah.
Drogon. Okay, two t-shirts and a cigarette lighter.
Slash flamethrower.
It's a light box this week, guys. cool. Okay.
Yeah. Is there an offer code, Kyle? That our people can use?
Yeah, of course. It's Dracarys.
We'll use Carthage.
Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
okay. Cool. Well, you can follow us on Twitter. Shippa has tweeted at least once since the last episode.
That's right,
even though she's been doing literally nothing with her days.
That's right,
at
you're
Night
in,
Pod.
Sorry, so you're in Northern Ireland. Did you hear about... You didn't go on a Game of Thrones tour. But you
no.
probably saw some.
Yeah, we did go somewhere where they were like, Game of Thrones. It was in Northern Ireland. I think it was somewhere near Giant's Causeway. There's some cliffs that were involved in Game of Thrones, I think. And then there's some islands off the coast of Ireland, which itself is an island, that were the part of that end of the last Star Wars movie. Not Rogue One, the one before that.
Yeah.
Where she meets Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that.
No,
you saw Luke Skywalker?
Yes.
Oh my god.
He was just there. He
a
was our
rare
tour guide.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening.
And good night.
Jeez.
Cracking quarterback like I'm 40 water, mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay costs. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong heat.
I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand.